This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The size of the one-ear pack of wolves in Jackson County is four adults and at least six pups. That's according to the rancher at the property. That's Adam Van Valkenburg, who says he was told by local Colorado Parks and Wildlife agents on Wednesday.
Being that there's a potential pack of 10 next to all of our cows and stuff, and especially up on the mountain, it can be hard to get to. It's kind of nerve-wracking.
Van Valkenburg says he'll continue with non-lethal mitigation on the property, including the range riders.
Definitely going to get nervous later this fall and winter when they go to start teaching their pups how to kill stuff. That's going to be, a lot of wolves on the landscape.
Van Valkenburg says the adults in the pack are two females from Oregon and the two original father-son wolves that were first in Jackson County that are responsible for multiple livestock and dog depredations. We've reached out for more information from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and we've asked for a picture. We'll update that story online if more information comes in. Yampa Valley Electric has a planned outage at 11 o'clock tonight until about 2 a.m. The outage will impact 1,441 people from County Shop Road and County Road 52 east of Hayden and everything in between. Yampa Valley Electric is replacing equipment in the substation that was damaged by a raccoon incident last month. Here's an update on the Yampa Valley Regional Transportation Authority. There is a meeting today, two meetings actually. The first one's at 12:30 at the Yampa Building in the city of Craig. A second meeting's at 3 o'clock today at the Yampa Valley Community Foundation Room. That is at 4th and Oak Street. City of Steamboat Springs and Rock County working with the city of Craig and towns of Hayden, Oak Creek, and Yampa to create a regional transportation authority to support local residents and the workforce with transportation needs across the region. The 2025 Free Summer Concert is tonight at Howlison Hill Amphitheater. The band is Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country with special guest Bonfire Dub. Gates open at 5:30 and there's a lot of food and drink there. The Hayden Market is in Town Park, which is at the 3rd Street Park. That's from 5 to 8 tonight. Tonight is Chalk the Walk to decorate the 3rd Street sidewalks. Live music is from Brian Giardelli. And the Pagan Motorcycle Club will be rolling into Oak Creek August 15th through 17th. The Rock County Sheriff's Office has confirmed up to 700 people will attend. They will be working with other local law enforcement to staff it accordingly to make sure everyone has fun and is safe and peaceful. The Great Colorado Payback of unclaimed property in the state has just about reached the $80 million mark just for this fiscal year. They've paid more than 86,000 claims. You can see if your family members and friends are owed money by going to greatcopayback.com. There are actually websites of unclaimed property like this set up by every treasurer's office in each state. The Great Colorado Payback currently holds over $2 billion in unclaimed property owed to more than 15 million individuals and entities. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.